Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
BT, it's out back on the fan. All right, BT, let's reset a little bit here. 888-808-1019. Fun talking some baseball, Hall of Fame. That could go, we'll have that conversation a little bit tomorrow.
We'd do that for hours, actually. Yeah. I really could.
You and I
know. Do it for hours.
I love these days. I know a lot of people in sports talk hate them. As far as the Hall of Fame goes, I love it.
Me too.
Forward to doing it tonight on SNY Reacting Live. I look forward to reacting with you tomorrow to who gets in, who isn't in. And it was funny, Verducci's making his case for Sabathia. And meanwhile, I'm hearing what he's saying, and he's calling Sabathia a compiler and saying King Felix was at the peak of the game for a certain amount of time, which is exactly why I voted that way. Anyway, so it's been a fun conversation with that. In case you missed it, check out on the Free Odyssey app. But the main theme of the day, the main story, Aaron Glenn in the building, I'd be lying to for the Jets, obviously, and it seems like that's what the Jets are going to go with. Lance Newmark as the GM, Aaron Glenn as the head coach. We don't know that's the case. I'd be lying to you if I said I'm a little surprised that it hasn't happened yet. I mean, I know these things take all day long.
I'm honestly not.
I mean, we found out this news at, what, 5 a.m. or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'd be surprised by at some point, I think, with Evan and Tiki, if that doesn't come through. I'm not surprised yet. It's
okay.
Only 1 o'clock.
We threw this out there before off the air. Let's bring it on the air. It feels like it's going to happen.
Yes.
What if it doesn't?
I was going to go there as well. What's the plan B? What's the pivot? Well, I would think it would be Flores, depending upon how, if they were to truly get burned. I don't know, might that open up the door in their minds to do something maybe they weren't going to do before and maybe talk to a McCarthy? I don't know. But I think Flores would have to jump to the front, no?
Like it feels like, I mean, I don't know, I guess, yeah, based on the reporting that we've heard so far, it felt like Vrabel was always number one, and it felt like Glenn was always number two.
I think there was a point where it felt where Flores was two and Glenn was behind him. I think that flipped in the last 8 or 9 days where Glenn jumped, not like tremendously in front of Flores, but jumped enough where it was detectable. But I think early on, I think it was definitely Vrabel. I think Flores was two.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know if my gut just saying, I was hopeful that was the case. Yeah, so maybe then Flores would be the logical third choice. I don't think that they're going to do anything radical and extend beyond all the interviews. I mean, the Jets, with all their interviews... And, dude, they have, like, what, 30 combined? I mean, between the head coaches and GMs, the only ones that they are asking for a second interview are the two who are going to be in the building today with Glenn and what's his name?
Newmark.
This guy.
Whatever. Wait, what do you think he's going to be a step because of his? He can't get his name. Lance Newmark.
Never heard of the guy before.
That doesn't mean he's not going to be
Newmark.
Good.
Newmark.
That's what I said. Lance Newmark.
So anyway, these are the only two guys who are going to have second interviews. I mean,
well, okay. So I said this hours ago, and trust me, I lived it, so I get it. I'm not trying to fight City Hall. It doesn't change till it changes. But like, if something were to go awry, there's no way the Jets get the benefit of the doubt. And they shouldn't, because they haven't earned it. By the way, even if the Jets hire both Aaron and Lance today, they're still probably not going to get the benefit of the doubt from everybody because a lot of their hires recently have failed. I get that.
And because they're unknown.
I get it.
Like,
I understand.
Like, Pete Carroll and or Mike McCarthy, whatever the combination.
I get it.
All right.
But let's just say, last second, you're inside the tight red zone, you get it inside the 10. Maybe you're even inside the 5. You start to trickle to the end zone, 2.5-3 yard line. Something sets something in motion, and it blows up a little bit unexpectedly. And now the Jets are forced to pivot. Well, there's also the chance that if this were to happen, it would blow up because the Jets. It's possible that the Jets hear something that makes them rethink this. They've got all, it's not just Woody sitting in the room with his sons, thank God. It's a totally different team that, you know, you might say it's almost too exhaustive, the search, but it's definitely, they dotted every I and crossed every T. So all I'm saying is, if it goes today, and let's say Glenn does go and meet with the Saints, you're going to hear, oh my God, the Jets couldn't even keep him in the building. The Jets couldn't even get, well, if he goes to the Saints and meets with them, maybe the Jets let him go because maybe they had a reconsideration. They didn't love something about either him or Newmark.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that that's going to be the reason. We don't know, but it feels like, I mean, the reports were basically saying the Jets don't want him to leave the building. These are their two guys, and the idea is to not let them leave the building. And for whatever reason, Glenn does have an interview scheduled with the Saints. We've seen this before, though, where those interviews get canceled. It's later in the week now, especially because of the weather. If, for whatever reason, he does leave the building today and takes that second interview with the Saints, doesn't mean he can't come back here. I don't know if that's, you're right. Like, I would not give them the benefit of that. I would think that's a bad look.
And I also think that those who, now, I am, I don't want to say I'm all in on Glenn, because I said I would have called McCarthy, but I would be very, very supportive and enthusiastic about the hire. I'm on the record with that, right? Eventually we'll get the answer a couple of years, right? Maybe earlier, maybe not. But I would think that those who are a little less committed to Glenn like I am now, if he does leave the building and does go to New Orleans, I think some people will turn against him. Because I think some of the appeal
that
is that he wants the Jets. And nobody ever wants the Jets.
All right. Well, Rex.
Bobby, but Rex, you know, what I mean. Rex has no options. But you know what I'm saying.
But, but it's also a part of why fans wanted Rex. Because Rex wanted the Jets.
Yeah, he, 100%.
They love the dirty talk.
Yeah. But unlike,
come on, Rex, give it to me.
That's a great point. But give it to me. Give me the dirty talk. Yeah. But unlike, you know, Rex, Aaron Glenn has another building to go to if he wants to.
Correct.
Rex does not.
Correct. All right, BT and Sal, the fellas, get back to your calls on the Jets head coaching search. Bob is in Congress. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Babu.
Hey, I got a question about Brian Flores. Why would anybody trust him again to be ahead of their program, their organization? After the last time when he got fired by Miami, who was being let go, he immediately tried to dime out the owner and say, hey, listen, he tried to bribe me to throw the game or somebody in the organization. Why would you want somebody like that?
Well, so you don't believe in second chances? You don't believe in self-evaluation?
No, I believe in second chances, but second chances to a certain extent.
Okay.
When you're looking to take down the king, and just because you got your legs cut out from underneath you, I don't. That doesn't fly in that that type of league.
But what if he felt? What if he felt wronged? What if he really felt like he was being, you know, blackballed or ridiculed or whatever by the owner and set up to fail, and then he's the one who's losing his job? So what? He can't defend himself like
that. Well, you know why?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he did get a second chance. He got his. But I'm just telling me personally. I could never put full trust in that guy. You're talking about a billion-dollar organization here. And here's a guy, the first time things go south on him, instead of taking it like a man or taking it like
Bob, I get it. I do think that, and I'm definitely a second-chance person as well. There are certain things where I don't give you a second chance. Like, it's just so beneath what is acceptable for me as somebody that I would want to trust and work with. I don't think that this applies to Flores, but I respect what you're saying. But the other thing you have to look at is this. If you're going to criticize Flores, and that's fine, he imploded and he has a lot to learn and hopefully he's changed. Let's not make it seem like Miami Dolphins ownership is either one, good, or
Bingo.
Two, trustworthy. They've been a circus with Stephen Ross.
I think that's the, do the math of everything. Don't just conveniently say, he walked in there like a dictator, he took shots at the end and ripped the owner. Yeah, look at how that organization has been run.
Yep.
Maybe, Flores is the one with the clue. I'm not saying he handled it right, but he came from a very successful organization under Belichick for all those years. By the way, he's gone on to have success as a defensive coordinator with Pittsburgh and Minnesota. And you do get the feeling, now we don't know, we haven't interviewed him, but that he's maybe evolved. But the point is, the Dolphins have been a freaking mess with their hierarchy, the owner, the GM, all of it. It's a mess. They won a playoff game in 25 years.
So let me get this straight, Sal. He's played nice in the sandbox at two of the most stable franchises in the Patriots and the Steelers, and he got out of line with one of the more dysfunctional ones, you know, last 2 years aside in Miami.
Yeah. If he were that bad, and by the way, he was interviewed for the Giants job and reportedly almost got it.
Uh-huh.
It just turned out that Shane went with Dable, which is fine. Like, I don't think Brian Flores is as bad as everybody's making it seem. I think his reputation has been tarnished.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when guys like Fitzpatrick come out and even further that damage recently,
yeah.
I think that's not going to be a good look. I don't think he's going to get another opportunity.
Ever or this
no,
time?
No, this time. Now, and
I probably agree with you.
I don't know about ever, but I don't. If it's not the Jets, there's really no smoke. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it doesn't feel like there's any smoke with Flores getting another job.
No.
It's going to be hard for him to get back on that carousel because of all the stuff. It still doesn't mean that he was right and they, meaning the Dolphins organization, were wrong.
Let's say the Jets don't hire him here, and it doesn't look like they will. Yeah. I think you're right, Sal. If he's not a Jet coach, I don't think he's going to be a head coach this year. I'll tell you what, let's fast forward a year from now. If the Giants, you know, absolutely do zip this year, guess what I'm saying? Giants should look at Flores.
Now, here's the
I'd have to see some of the other interesting names, yeah. but Flores would be on my list.
Here's the one, again. The one issue there, the lawsuit stuff. Like, I don't know about that organization. You know, the Giants organization was the one who's,
yeah.
you know, yeah. the issues with the Texans and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I personally, I can only speak for myself. And again, I don't know Brian Flores. Like, I'd love to be able to interview him. Just based on his demeanor, the results of what happened in Miami, and what is being said about his, like, he didn't like Tua. You know what? Tua at times has been okay. At other times, he's not very good. So maybe he was right. He's allowed to have his opinion on players, whatever it may be. And the fact that somebody was given control of the organization, being the head coach, if your ass is going to be on the line, wouldn't you want control?
Yep.
I'm not saying you got to act in a rude way or really be a jerk in the building. Maybe he could soften up a little bit. You don't think Tom Coughlin was a bit of a dictator?
Of course he was.
Okay, in Jacksonville and even with the Giants, and then had to soften up a little bit. You don't think Bill Belichick was a dictator? And absolutely.
No doubt. Listen, there's no cliff notes. I think this is a really important point pertaining to Flores. There's no Cliff Notes version on how to be the guy. Because when you become the voice and the leader and the CEO of a building that it has many floors with many tentacles, you got to trip over yourself a little bit. You know, Tom Coughlin did this in Jacksonville, and he wasn't even perfect early with the Giants. A lot of them couldn't stand them. They couldn't blame. We're trying to get him fired. So I just think that we overlook, and I do think that he is held to a different standard for some reason, Flores. I don't think it's race.
Probably inexperience.
Maybe, but I do think that he's like, I don't think people are willing to give him a chance to prove them wrong. That there's no latitude for change in the eyes of some. It's like he's unemployable. I got news for everybody. He's been employed this year.
Right,
now, he's not the head coach.
You're right.
But still, he's in one of the most stable buildings in all of sports.
There's this feel that he's exactly what you just said, like unemployable, or there's this like
a pariah
cloud around him. Yeah, it's
a dangerous guy.
To me, it's bullcrap.
I'm with you.
And I think it first comes from the inexperience. Like, if this were Bill Belichick, people would be like, oh my God, you got to hire him because he had that resume. This is Belichick to a certain extent. Like, Flores is not he didn't do anything bad. What, because he wanted things to go his way or fought with an inconsistent owner
yep.
in Miami?
And think about this too, Sal. He's a fairly young man. He's 42.
Yeah.
So when he was learning how to deal with all this stuff, he was still in his 30s.
Yeah, I know, young.
I mean, you know, you're in your mid-40s. You don't think you were a little different the 100. Last 5, 6? Gee, I think you were a little different in the last year.
100%.
Sure.
I would have hired him after he got fired from Miami. I would have hired him immediately. I think even more so now, because he's learned under a couple of other different head coaches, different systems,
yep.
and has had some time to grow
yep.
and maybe took
reflect.
Some account. Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
I think he'd be a great hire right now. Kevin in West Islip wants to talk about the Ravens game on Sunday. Kevin?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
What's up, Kev?
We were killing Bevel and Carroll for like a decade now.
Yes.
You're not giving the ball to Marshawn.
Mm-hmm.
You have Derrick Henry twice on a 2-point conversion, and he is never on the field.
Hold on. The difference is, I hear you. I remember the interception, the Patriots. We know exactly what we're talking about. The difference, though, is, you know, one was an interception, and one was a dropped 2-point conversion at the pylon where you could catch with your eyes shut. So it's hard to say it was the wrong play call, but a guy's wide open, and he basically trips over himself, and he falls.
Also, I don't know about you, BT, but if I'm, first of all, you have Lamar Jackson. So I want the ball in his hands. My thing in that spot is as safe and the highest percentage play possible, and that is with Lamar having the ball and making the decision. I am not handing it off. Even if it is Derrick Henry, a beast, I am not handing it off and letting him run into the line and cross my fingers. I'm rolling out Lamar or RPO with Lamar. You want to have Henry involved? Fine with me. Have them both sprint to the left, whatever it may be. You feel like that's the option, you flip it to him. If not, you take it to the corner end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have Lamar Jackson, this is not Bevel and Pete Carroll with Russell Wilson throwing the football, which is stupid.
No.
2-point conversion, game on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On a line like that with a quarterback as much of a dual threat of Lamar Jackson, I want the ball in his hands. I'm not handing it off to Derrick Henry.
I agree. We'll get back to the calls. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019.
When I wake up tomorrow, and you still feel the same. And when I wake up tomorrow, you have changed, because I still feel the same.
BT and Sal back on the fan. So earlier, BT, you said that you were having a little bit of an issue with the costume. Now, just for those of you who may not be up to date on this, we do the Perfect Parlay Pick segment every Football Friday. I won this year, so I decided that BT and Hoff are going to dress up as Papa Shango and Brother Love. BT, you chose Brother Love, so Hoff will get Papa Shango. You will do so on Friday, February 7th, which is the final Football Friday of the season ahead of the Super Bowl. What's the issue?
Well, I need a rule in here, man. All right, so I've got the red shirt.
Yeah.
I've got the white tie. I've got the white jacket. I even went for the white suspenders,
okay, which
aren't really visible. Didn't have to do that,
right, but
I let everybody know I'm all in. I got the white pants. I got the glasses. I got the red face. I got the gold rings.
So you're in good spot here.
What else? But there's a problem with the hair.
What's the problem?
I mean, first of all, He wears his hair slicked back, right?
Right.
So I have not found a wig that you could slick back.
Okay.
I've been looking for wigs. I'm not dropping thousands of dollars on a real wig.
No, no. I would never say, like, go nuts and spend that much money, but can't you just get a cheap wig?
But it's not slicked back.
Well, but you could do that with spray or gel or something.
Not, you said that the last time, and I did some research. They don't think that. Listen, I might have to do everything but the hair. Is there a problem with that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a huge problem. It's a big part of the costume.
You're not charged. He's in charge of this. He's in charge of this. Just like, you know, if you want it, you're in charge. Yeah, you're not charging this.
You have to at least find some kind of wig. They're cheap. You can find, I'm sure, a wig online that maybe you could try to slick back. And the worst case is it doesn't slick back, but it's at least close enough. Yeah, you got to wear the hair. You got to figure it out. You want me to help you search? Yeah, come on, what do you think? I was going to give you a pass on that?
I wasn't sure.
By the way, I would not.
Like, I even got the little thing on the lapel, the little carnation that he's got, like he's going to the prom.
I'd rather you, I wouldn't want you to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on this. I'd rather you just get a cheap wig and try to
Look like an idiot.
Yes,
okay.
As opposed.
Right, well, now that I know that that's an option, then that's easy to do.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but I
like to do this the right way. Yeah. I mean, gold does. I take this seriously. If I lose, you know, I want to look exactly like what I'm supposed to look like.
Gold does very well last year, and
to
I did doink very well.
To a T.
And now Hoff's got to do Papa Shango, and he was telling me over the weekend that he got the, what'd you call it, leotard? He goes,
yeah.
Because he got that two-piece. Dude, it's... Yeah. And what size did you get? Because you think you're going big, like, I'll get a triple XL.
I got a 4X for the singlet.
Right, to save some space, right?
Yeah.
And how'd that work?
I got some nippage showing.
Oh, boy.
Dude, it's going
to... Are you going to actually sit there all day like that? You are, aren't you?
That's the bet.
You have to, yeah.
That's the bet. We agreed to it,
Okay, so what he gets for picking those four teamers.
Yeah, now me and Hoff get hot, by the way. We crushed it this past week and it means nothing.
Yeah, right.
So Hoff, so I remember, go back to something that you said that you thought you kind of played me, that you got the better of the two. Do you still feel that way after looking in the mirror?
I do, because at the end of the day, like, I actually went downstairs and told them what I'm going to walk in to the building as one day. Please don't call 911. And they looked, let me see it. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. So, like, gonna come off looking cool, I hope.
So your arms and chest are gonna be exposed to a certain extent.
Well, I have a cape too.
Okay, yes,
I got a little bit.
Do you have to? I don't know if you're a hairy guy. Does the chest get shaved? Gross. I mean, what did Papa do back in the day?
I might have to shave a little bit.
Oh God, this is gonna be.
It's gonna be ugly, man. I made the right choice, dude.
So the final ruling is you have to get some kind of wig.
Let's
get as close as we possibly can.
Because I'm getting nervous now because some of these wigs take like 2 weeks to come. Everything else is done.
You gotta get it.
Yeah. But again, there's nothing that.
No, I know.
And I can't say how many different modifications I put in for like descriptions on slick back hair. I even put like Pat Riley wig.
Yeah,
and I'm running out of options here. Nothing's popping up.
I'm sure we could find something.
Is it because you can't find the right color?
That's a part of it as well. Like there's some black ones and some blonde ones.
I found the black one that's like $26.
But wait, slicked back?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you see this?
It's right in front of me.
But it's black.
Amazon? Really
wigs, work. Long curly wigs, slick back. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I got to see this during the break because, I mean, I honestly have been looking. I've been giving the effort, but all right, we'll make it happen.
All right.
That's the ruling I was hoping for, but the ruling I expected.
Yeah, let's get back to the phones. BT and Sal, the Fair. We're talking Jets head coaching search with Aaron Glenn in the building today. Ben is in Albany. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Ben.
So, listen, when the Jets fired Saleh and Douglas, the two things as Jet fans that we were looking for were experience, at least in either the head coach or the GM. And now it looks like we're hiring, again, a first-time defensive coordinator and this Newmark guy from now he's with the Commanders, but he was with Glenn in Detroit, who will be a first-time GM. I don't get it. McCarthy's out there. Interview him. I know in 2019 there might be a little bit of bad blood there, but he's willing to take an interview. He's the guy. He's the guy they should get, at least, or Flores, someone with experience. As Jet fans, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again. I mean, I hope it works out with Glenn. I got, you know, open arms with it, but, you know, we deserve someone with experience. And one last thing I just want to get out there is because I've been calling in and I want this out there for Jet fans. We need to bring back Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to hear it. He's the best option. I don't want to watch Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. Aaron Rodgers is the best option. Okay. He didn't play great last year, but he left the field 5-6 times in the fourth quarter with a lead.
That's also one of the best. Now, this doesn't mean a lot because the Jets are a doormat, but it's also one of the best quarterback seasons the Jets ever had.
Right.
I mean, it really is. I agree with that part. Now, I'm not with you on Glenn. I'm excited about Aaron Glenn much more than you. I don't think there's an even remote option that is going to present itself that is better, that would be better than Rodgers next season. I just don't see it out there.
There isn't. And like
if there was, I'd be open to it.
You know where I stand. I was on this before that Enigma thing, before he started having a good year, just seeing through the crap that we were dealing with on a week-in, week-out basis, where everybody's just like, I'm tired of it. And I understand that reaction. Get Rodgers out of here. Yeah, but what? There are no better options. So I certainly want Rodgers back. I definitely want him back in the scenario that Glenn is the head coach. And just to touch on something he said there that we really haven't focused on, I know we've brought up Lance Newmark. I think even worse than hiring a head coach that doesn't have head coaching experience is the Jets yet again doing it with a first-time general manager. That, to me, is inexcusable. Yeah. I know that you're trying to get a pair, and it's harder for us because I don't know all the names and all the resumes that are available. It's why I was clinging to Thomas Dimitroff, because I am familiar with his work, knowing that he had success at his prior stop in Atlanta. But for me, that would have been at least, all right, if you're going to hire a first-time head coach, fine. Can you at least hire a general manager that has had some experience and has some equity built up? Mm-hmm. They're setting themselves up yet again for disaster if things don't go well, hiring two at the same time first-time guys.
Now, that's something I could probably get behind a little bit more than the Glenn stuff. You know, and the reason, not just because he's a first-time guy, which is not incredibly appealing, though synergy with Glenn it is appealing. The Jets have some tough decisions. It's not like they are, you know, a 2-15 team and they have no high-profile players and no contractual issues that they got to resolve. Like, you're asking, you know, if it's Lance Newmark here. I still got. I wrote down his name, but I looked down every time I'm about to say Lance Armstrong keeps popping. Lance Parrish keeps popping. Anything but Lance Newmark keeps popping in my head. So you actually see me look down and look at his name. But the Jets have to resolve whether it's Garrett Wilson, who very well might demand the trade, and if he does not demand a trade, well, then what do you do with the contract? Sauce Gardner's not going to demand a trade, but the Jets got to determine, is he worth just about an 80 or 90 million guarantee in terms of a contract for a highly and would be the highest paid corner? Is he worth it for somebody who can't even tackle at this point? There are tough decisions, not to mention the one with Aaron Rodgers, which obviously equates to some dead money and some things that are not incredibly appealing for a team that doesn't have a ton of space with the cap. What? What's the matter?
You're not going to like this.
What?
No, I just Googled Lance Newmark. I wanted to see him. I'm like, I don't even know anything about this guy.
I looked at him earlier. He looks fine. Well, you make fun of the way he looks.
Because before I looked him up, I was going to say, do you have more confidence in Joe Douglas as a GM? And I get why they moved on.
Yeah.
But Joe Douglas, coming from the background he did.
Two teams I respect.
Right. Eagles, Ravens, yep. Right?
I'm looking at Lance again.
Joe, I think, projected well, meaning like he, like anything that's not Idzik close, like, you know what I mean?
Like, you don't I got you.
So, and Joe Douglas is the opposite of that. Even Maccagnan. Like, I talk about Idzik, but my God, Maccagnan didn't project well. I think Lance Newmark projects a little bit closer to Maccagnan than Joe Douglas. You know what I'm saying?
Is it because he doesn't look like a blue-collar guy necessarily?
He just look going like a guy.
On the, we don't know anything about him except that he's been in Detroit for 25 years and the Commanders for one.
Okay, so
that's all we know.
So his impact, I would say, BT, in 1 year with the Commanders has to be minimal. No?
I would think so. Yeah, no, okay. I would think so.
And if you're with Detroit for 26 years, you saw a lot of bad.
I know. Now, he wasn't the ultimate voice of authority in terms of personnel stuff, but he was in the room for a lot of bad teams, a lot of losing situations. But you are reacting to the visual here, right? Because
does that look like an assistant? Look at his picture with the Commanders.
Let me ask you a question. If you saw him now, maybe this is not
the
best time.
You see what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at it.
The one with the Commanders.
Yeah, he almost looks like I don't even want to say what he's going to look like. It would have been hysterical, but I'm going to keep that one. I'll tell you during the break. We know that he's really good, even though it hasn't been the best month or so. But let's just say we just saw a picture of Tom Thibodeau, like with his hair receding and sloppy. Well, do you think we'd be all enamored with Tom Thibodeau?
Maybe not.
No,
but we know about
be.
Him first, or Jeff Van Gundy. When you see Jeff Van Gundy, you'd be like, yeah, this guy, he's going to coach the Knicks?
And conversely, Joe Shane looks like the smartest GM in football. Has he done very well for the Giants so far? He looks polished. He looks sharp. He looks good in a suit. He's got a good head of hair. He's a good-looking guy. Who cares what he looks like?
Well, it's not that I care what he looks like, but it's combined that it's combined with his resume. It's the looks plus the resume, which leads me to like...
I get it. I mean, I do hear you, too, because just got to know how your crazy mind thinks by now. I know when you typed in his name and the first time you looked at him, I understand what popped in your head, and I get it to an extent.
Yeah.
To an extent.
It doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
What means more to me is the fact that he was with the Lions for 26 years.
Yeah.
And with the Commanders one, like, I'd rather have a GM with experience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Titans hired the guy from the Chiefs. Like, at least you could say, well, he's coming from the Chiefs. And even then...
Yeah, but the Jets hired the guy for the Ravens and the Eagles and Joe Douglas. Right, that didn't work out.
But that's my point, that I don't think Joe Douglas was a bad hire. I think it went bad, and I'm not sure how much of that was on Joe. And there was a lot of it that was on Joe.
Yeah.
But Joe versus Woody versus Salah, like, there's a lot.
Yeah, but Sal, before we got
to... Who wanted Zach? Did Joe really want Zach? I don't know
the answer to that. But before we got to Joe versus Woody, Joe didn't build a good offensive line, which is what Joe was supposed to do because he played offensive line in college.
I know, but was Woody telling him the Madden ratings on certain guys? Yeah, I don't think so.
That's you easy now. Like, I loved when they hired Joe. I really believed in him.
And we saw some success. Like,
definitely.
The roster right now is better now, definitively, than it was when he took over.
Yes, and I think it's better than every other team. Like, it's better than the Raiders roster right now. It's better than...
Also, how about in comparison to the Rex team when Rex left?
Oh God, that was about as abysmal as Bowles had.
This is the most talented Jets roster that we've seen in a very long time.
I agree, which is why I think you could go, if you know you're getting a little lucky, stay a little healthy, get an upgrade or two. 5-12 can easily become 9 wins like that. Just cut the penalties in half.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll finish up with your calls. 888-808-1019.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
You should ask me, why not Matt Nagy over Aaron Glenn? I don't know that I have a good answer except gut. And by the way, the Bears aren't a good franchise. He had a little success for a bad franchise with an average to below average quarterback. I don't know why that's not more appealing to me.
You know who he'd remind me of if he got the second chance
here?
Hold on.
Who? Jim Fossil?
No. Well, what, you just go based off the visor?
No, I don't know. Why.
Was Fossil a visor guy? I feel like he was.
I think he was.
Yeah. So far, no one's worn a visor. I got to be honest.
Fossil? Look at Jim Fossil. He might have been a visor guy.
I think his son definitely wore a visor.
He just got hired again somewhere I saw. Special
Jim
teams
did?
Guy. No, his son.
His son
did.
No, I know.
You know, Jim's passed away.
Oh, that's right.
I think.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, what was I going to say?
Hi, Joe Beningo.
Jeez, that's just, of course I know he passed away. I was on the air with Tiki when he passed away. Tiki got choked up. Come on, don't pull me into that. Come on.
I love Fossil. I really do.
Great guy.
Where the hell was he? Oh, where Nagy would remind me. Foss was a good head coach.
He was.
R.I.P. So Nagy would remind me of, like, Gase, a second-time guy, offensive guy. Like, at the time, I liked the idea of Gase, but a guy who in his first stop didn't really project, you know, confidence.
Breaking news. Jim Fossil does wear a visor.
We got it right. We got it right. He's also no longer with us.
Doesn't still wear it.
No, I said that wrong.
He did when he wore it, right?
I thought so.
He's a good-looking guy, Jim. Jim can rock the visor.
There you have it. The call of the day. Boy. Correctly calling that Jim Fossil was a visor guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually got a text this morning, BT, a little bit of a dilemma. I got offered Rangers tickets to the game tonight from my buddy Doug Safchak. He's got season tickets. He's like, hey, I can't use them tonight. Want to go? And I'm like,
good seats?
I have, yes, very good seats. Yeah. Center ice, first row or second row of the second level. So I love going to the games. I haven't been to a Ranger game at the Garden yet this year. And I'm like, I want to go. But I already committed tomorrow to go to the Garden for St. John's. Hoff and I are going to go. Sit on the court, you know, St. John's against Xavier. Mm. I couldn't justify, like, was I right for turning that down? I couldn't. You know, I'm going to tell my wife, hey, sorry, I got work late at SNY Thursday. I already committed to St. John's Wednesday. I'm supposed to be home tonight at 7:30, maybe watch a movie or something. You know what I mean?
Watched a movie last night. So yeah, I was sitting there watching Wicked with his wife.
Oh, wait, what do you think? I'm watching the national championship? I'd rather go Wicked. Dude, it was great.
You liked it?
I loved it. Yeah. You love Grease. What, you're above musicals?
No, but that's a different kind of musical.
Why, musical's a musical. How's that different kind?
Why? Annie's a musical. I don't love Annie.
I don't mind Annie.
I mean, the chorus line's a musical. I don't love a chorus line. Grease is different. Grease is cool.
What's the one musical, Hoff? Maybe you could look this up.
Go ahead.
It was like nominated for Best Picture, I want to say, 8 to 10 years ago. Hugh Jackman was in it. It's a famous one. They were like singing on a boat or something.
Wicked.
No.
On a boat.
Come on, real quick, look up Hugh Jackman musical. It was like this famous,
I don't know.
A famous play that, Les Miserables, maybe?
I actually saw Les Mis on Broadway.
The Greatest Showman.
No, not The Greatest Showman. I think it was Les Mis.
Chicago?
Maybe Hugh Jackman
Chicago
wasn't.
Was a musical.
Les Miserables, I think, is the movie that I was talking about.
I saw it.
I put it on because it was like supposed to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get through 5 minutes.
Yeah, some of that stuff. It was cool on Broadway, the movie, not having it.
Wicked. Did you see Wicked on Broadway?
No. My mom did. I'm pretty sure Jen and my... I think Jen did, too.
Jen wouldn't be into that?
She would be.
It was one of the first dates I took my wife to in the city. And I was going to sing, living single in the city.
I love, like, Moana's not a musical, but Moana's got great music. Yeah. Frozen 2, not a musical per se, but it's got great music. I don't know, the appeal, plus some of the promotional interviews with Ariana Grande, what are you holding hands for in every interview? It's getting weird, man. Yeah. I just didn't strike me as something I want to see.
What'd she do in the interview?
I don't know. I didn't see any of that. Nothing that interests me.
I just remember loving the play. I love The Wizard of Oz.
Is it exactly like The Wizard of Oz?
Well, it's kind of the prequel.
So it's the prequel, okay.
Yeah, dude, it's honestly like...
I like The Wizard of Oz, and I'd watch it with the kids, but...
I honestly think... Now, here's where you're going to get completely turned off. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I heard that.
I mean, that's a long...
Well, because my wife took my daughter and a few of her friends to go see Wicked in the movies.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, how was it? She's like, it was long.
Yeah.
You know.
Jen didn't like the movie?
She said it was long.
Okay,
that was her reaction. It was long.
My reaction and my wife and her cousin who's over.
Yeah.
We all, it did not feel like
interesting.
240.
So
I
watched
loved
with two
it.
Women last night. Very, just like the Golden Girls. How's that?
I'm trying to build up equity. Remember, I had my friends over this weekend.
Well, hold on. That's what I was getting back to. So
this was payback time.
No, you can't go to the Rangers game tonight, you crazy person, because on Saturday you were at Rails sucking down steaks and drinks.
I know.
On Sunday you were sucking down Surfsides watching football with your boys who were here all weekend.
Right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, before you went to Rails on Saturday night, you were at the Devil's game with Hoff and two of your buddies, having some drinks and eating at 12:30, 1 o'clock, puck drop. I mean,
Wednesday,
what are you going to go out every night? Maybe we'll be single.
Wednesday, we got the Johnnies. Wednesday, we got the Johnnies. I couldn't do it.
You did the right thing.
But it pains me.
And I have to say...
Thank you, Dougie, for the offer.
Yeah, it's a great offer. Yeah. I have to say, and not just because, you know, I've got a connection to St. John's and it's fun... I think because you've been to so many Ranger games, and you've never been to St. John's. Well, you've been to the Big East tournament.
Right, but that's different. I don't think I've
totally
ever been
different.
To a home game for the Johnnies at the Garden ever.
They're already at 14,000 tickets on a Wednesday night against Xavier, you know, which is a non-rival, so to speak. But Xavier's coming off a nice win. They beat Marquette. St. John's is ranked. They're number 20 in the AP. Came out yesterday. I said that on the air. They won 11 of 12. I mean, Patino's got these guys humming. The Garden is going to pop tomorrow. You're going to have a blast.
All kidding,
and you're on the court.
Yeah, I'm really...
You're sitting courtside.
I'm really looking forward
thanks
to it.
Hoff
and I, yeah, no, I got,
and my
got
boy Matty A.
No, we appreciate it. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, BT. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to talk about it on Thursday.
Be fun.
All right, let's finish
don't jinx
up on
them.
Wow, we better not do that. Patino better bring it. Hey, you know what? You're saying don't jinx it.
Yeah.
They better perform. They got us in the house now. Now I got my eyes on it.
Oh,
now I got my eyes on
it. I'm sure Rick with like 13,000 Final Four appearances is worried about Sal critiquing his program, which is up to the best start since 1986 on the air. I'm sure he's worried about that.
I'm not watching scoreboards against Georgetown, Rick. We're gonna be in the house on the floor firsthand.
I'll tell them. I'll text them.
Put on a show. Let's finish up on the phones. Talking Aaron Glenn, the theme of the day. Zach is on Long Island. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
So I'm a lifelong Jets fan, and I agree with you, Sal, that I don't think hiring a defensive coordinator for the first time is going to be a great idea. I feel like it's the same thing that happened with Rob Sala. I don't think it's great. But the problem I'm having is, and I think a lot of other Jets fans, is everyone keeps asking me who we should hire, and I don't know. I don't have an answer for them.
Well,
BC, I know you wanted Vrabel. That was my choice as well. Sal, I know you want Pete Carroll, but Right now, who do you guys think they should hire? I mean, they keep hiring coaches left and right.
Or McCarthy. It's a great point, Zach, and thank you for the call. I remember, BT, that's why, not that I had an epiphany, but when we were going through it, even like off the air, just thinking like, man, why don't I love Vrabel? Or why don't I love this guy or
that
guy?
Yeah.
It's because you can poke holes in almost every single candidate. The reason why I went with Carroll is because the only hole you could poke in his resume, so to speak, is his age.
Mm-hmm.
That was pre-McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's available. You could poke holes in him too, sure, but to me, when you talk about a coach that's been established, that's currently in it, that has built, you know, won a Super Bowl with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who happens to be the quarterback currently for the Jets.
Also lost a lot of home playoff games. Would have mattered. That's a big stain on the resume.
Understood. But
that's not perfect.
And he did a good job with Dallas, maybe even more so impressive this year with Cooper Rush.
12 wins a couple times.
And Cooper Rush this year not folding. It depends on what your criteria is or what you want, what you value in a head coach. Obviously, we're not interviewing these guys. I wanted experience.
Well, to me, this is where you just continue to undersell Mike Vrabel. Like, Mike Vrabel is young. Mike Vrabel has a voice of authority. Like, he's just kind of an old school ass kicker. That's something that you and I both think this. We all know the Jets. This Jets team needs that. He has won a lot of games, including playoff games, with Ryan Tannehill. I think he's as close to perfect. He's already won championships as a player. He's from Belichick's tree, which is not nearly as good as some people think. I always thought Vrabel was a rock star, guaranteed, as close as you could get home run hire.
And as I said earlier, if that's your case, and you're probably not alone with Jet fans, I think Aaron Glenn's not a bad consolation for that because he fits a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Minus the experience, he's got the potential to be what Vrabel was when he got hired in Tennessee.
AG in the house. One of our own will bring us back.
Don't let him leave.
One of our own will bring us back.
We'll continue the conversation tomorrow. React to whatever news there is. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back at it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki live from the Barclays Center ahead of the Knicks.
Oh,
and Nets
Knicks by 37. Let's go.
Let's see. I know they're getting healthier, the Knicks. Town's supposed to play. We'll react to that tomorrow as well. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.